The age-old conundrum of whether or not to hand over the keys to your Tesla to your furry four-legged friend. It's a question that has baffled even the most seasoned pet enthusiasts. But today, we're diving headfirst into this tail-wagging debate to find out if it's time to let Max the Golden Retriever take the wheel. Picture this. You're sipping your morning coffee, contemplating the fact that you're down to your last 2 points on your driver's license. Panic sets in, and just as you're about to Google how to carpool with a canine, Max gives you that soulful, pleading look that says, "I've got this, buddy." Before you dismiss this idea as pure madness, let's consider some of Max's qualifications. First and foremost, he's a golden retriever, known for their intelligence and trainability. Goldens are practically canine rocket scientists. They've aced countless obedience classes and are experts at fetching, rolling over, and, presumably, mastering the nuances of regenerative braking. Furthermore, Max has been your co-pilot for years, witnessing your every maneuver behind the wheel. He's probably picked up on your driving habits, both the good and the not so good. Who's to say he hasn't been silently judging you from the passenger seat, silently rehearsing his own version of driving Miss Daisy? But, and it's a big but, there are a few hurdles to consider. First, the absence of opposable thumbs could make handling the steering wheel, let alone the touchscreen controls, a tad tricky for Max. And let's not forget the important issue of height. Max might struggle to reach the pedals unless you invest in some serious seat adjustments. While Max's intentions might be pure, there's a reason they call it driving and not pausing. It's probably best to keep Max in the role of co-pilot, moral support, and occasional backseat driver. As for those last 2 points on your driver's license, well, it might be time to invest in some defensive driving lessons or perhaps even carpooling with a licensed human. After all, nothing says responsible driving like leaving the steering wheel to the professionals. Even if they have a wagging tail and an affinity for tennis balls,